This episode is brought to you by E&L Financial Services. Protection is necessary, whether it be college savings, life planning, car insurance, or home security. E&L Financial takes care of families. To get started, contact E&L Financial by phone at 281-619-9488 or by email at e_lfinancial@yahoo.com. Looking to advertise? Email the Groovy Beat Podcast at info@thegroovybeatpodcast.com or call us at 832-308-3333, extension 3. Welcome to episode 10 of the Groovy Beat Podcast. I am Jamie Nicole, certified holistic health coach, also known as the natural healing coach. So as a health coach, I help busy professionals and purpose-driven leaders. And by that, I mean anyone from a corporate executive to the, you know, stay-at-home mom who's on the PTA and a treasurer at her church, because I was all of those and everything in between. I help those people make healthier choices through dietary and lifestyle changes. And as a result, they're able to increase their energy, reduce their stress, increase their overall productivity, and just live a healthier life overall. And I am so excited that you are joining us today. And the topic we have for today is how to move from existing to living. And today what we have with us, Candace Michelle, who is a Kingdom advocate and author. I am so excited to have her here with us today to discuss her recently published book, Journal Your Journey. And let me just tell you guys, I have this book myself, and it is not your ordinary journal. I'm just going to read you a little bit about it, and you can see the picture on the screen if you're watching with us live. But if you're listening to us on the audio version of this podcast, just take a listen. This book, this journal, is a chronicle of the journey from existing to living. It is simply a tool for motivating the reader to take the first steps into a lifelong and life-changing leap into living an abundant life. It challenges the individuals to scripturally audit and to give account for a life not fully lived. Finally, it is purposed to apply biblically based principles to help recognize life impairment issues, identification of what I consider important root causes of connecting these issues, and how to prayerfully receive insight to overcome them once and for all, making the choice to move from existing to living. Thank you so much for being here, Candace Michelle. How are you doing today?
I'm excellent. Thank you, Jamie Nicole, for having me. This is such an awesome opportunity to share a very impactful message. Mm-hmm. And just like you, you're at the Heal Coach, mm-hmm. and you know that a lot of issues in our health mm-hmm. have systemic and root causes, mm-hmm. sometimes spiritually,
yes,
and mentally. So
yes.
That's what I was hoping to do with this book.
Yes, and I always talk about the holistic lifestyle, right?
Yes.
So as a health coach, we just don't focus on the food. We just don't focus on the fitness. We need to help the whole person.
Exactly.
Because if things are going on in your life, right?
Exactly.
That are keeping you out of alignment with what you need to have going on in your life, you're not going to be focused on food. You're not going to be focused on nutrition. So we need to focus on the entire person, right?
Exactly.
So start out. If they don't know Candace Michelle, they are going to today.
Yeah.
Let them know. Let the audience know a little bit more about yourself.
Sure, I would love to. Well, my name is Candace Michelle, and I'm a native of Houston, and I have been a certified life coach. I have been a ministerial leader. I have worked in corporate America. I'm like an onion. There's layers to
layers.
Me. And so, of course, starting out writing this journal, came from a place where I was always coaching people or ministering to people. Mm-hmm. And I just found that there was a lot of check the boxes. We strive in a society today that just seems to be goal oriented. And then you look around and nobody's really living their best life. I'm not talking about the song. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there's something really tangible about living a whole life.
Whole life, yes.
And that means life balanced, especially as women. Mm-hmm. We are the nurturers. We are the, you know, sometimes we get into the providing. Mm-hmm. You know, even you think about a Proverbs 31 woman, you know, sounds like she was doing a lot of things. But we forget self-care. Mm-hmm. We forget to make sure that, you know, we put the mask on our own mouths before we started ministering assistance to everybody. And so that's what this was kind of birthed from, this journal, your journey. Mm. And life is a journey.
Yes, it is.
You know, and sometimes we just end up existing, you know, and existing, it's if you think about it, that doesn't mean vitality. That doesn't always mean, you know, I'm living a full, healthy, well, whole life, you know, where you can see tangible results of my wholeness instead of a lot of deficiencies. I believe we've been taught erroneously to operate always from an empty vessel place instead of being operating in what I like to call the overflow of life.
Yeah, and that's so important that you say that.
Yes.
You know, I want to piggyback off what you said about the self-care.
Yes.
We get into this rut, especially my audience that I'm catering to, right? Mm-hmm. We're talking about corporate leaders, purpose-driven people. Those purpose-driven people are working off that to-do list where they're checking the box.
Yes.
Rarely on that check-the-box do list is let me take care of myself, number one. Mm-hmm. Let me make sure although I'm trying to make sure that everybody else is happy, my boss, my kids, my spouse, I neglect to take that time to sit down and even figure out first what makes me happy before I even try to start implementing that. And that's so important to sit down and try to reflect on who am I, right?
Right.
Outside of what I do, who am I as a person?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And if you take the metaphor, if you will, of driving a car, or if you think about, you know, I'm going to spend all this money on a luxury vehicle, and they tell you, you must put Supreme in this vehicle. And then I also tell you, don't drive that car empty all the time. Mm-hmm. Yet that's what we do.
Drive that car empty.
And so you're getting all of the sludge. At the end of the day, you're not really giving people your best self. Mm-hmm. You're not giving your spouse your best self. You're not giving your children your best self. We're not giving, you know, even our Heavenly Father our best if we're constantly giving out of emptiness, out of our lack instead of out of our overflow. Mm-hmm. And that is so important to tap into. What am I really doing? Mm-hmm. What is my why? Why
yes.
am I purposed? Why am I here? Mm-hmm. Is it that I give myself out because I have a gifting, or have I really learned to be a real gift
to
those who I have been sent to be a blessing to?
Yes, that is so important. So important. I love your analogy too about the car, and I always used to tell people the same thing with on a plane, right?
Yes.
What do they tell you to do? If there's an emergency, they give you the instructions.
Yes.
You're gonna put your mask on first.
Yes.
Before you can help anybody that's next to you. And so I'm so excited to get into this topic. So I'm gonna continue asking some more questions, and the audience is gonna tune in, and I'm sure you're gonna want to learn more about what we have going on today. So let me ask you. You've given us a lot already.
Yes.
Why did you personally decide to create this journal? What was your purpose in writing it to help others? Was there something that went on in your personal life and you wanted to share? Was it clients that you saw that needed additional help? What was it about this particular book that you decided to write this particular book?
Well, I entered into my 40s and I thought I knew what life was about. Mm-hmm. And then I realized all the people that I was helping, I wasn't taking my own advice. And I started seeing a pattern.
Mm-hmm.
I started seeing a pattern in leaders. And I'm like, well, you know, okay, you're a manager and you work 50 hours a week and you do this at the church and you do that for your spouse and you do that for your children. And I'm like, what's left over for you?
Yes.
And I believe this is what happened in my prayer time. The Father dealt with me and said, you need to take a vacation. And I realized I hadn't taken a vacation.
Mm-hmm.
like in years, like a real, like to have a scheduled vacation. And he gave me instruction on, you need to have two staycations a year, and you need to have a real vacation and a vacation where you leave and go out of the country. Mm-hmm. And I thought, wow, are you really instructing me to rest? And then I'm like, oh, wow, that's a commandment.
Yes.
Yeah, we do not do that.
Yeah, not at all.
Yeah, you know, we're built mm-hmm. in this society to move, you know, that whole, you know, what has it been for the last 10 years? Even in from entrepreneurship, mm-hmm. you know, the hustle. When did hustling became the new norm? Like, I mean, if you look at the derivative of that word hustle, mm-hmm. You know, you trace it back to the, you know, it's hood, mm-hmm. you know, roots.
Hood roots.
Right. Yeah. You know, that doesn't necessarily have a very pleasant connotation, mm-hmm. but we flipped it and we've owned it. But I don't think that that's kingdom. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's what the Father intended for when he says, you know, faith without works is dead. Mm-hmm. I don't believe he said, oh, work yourself to death.
Yeah.
So, you know, and there's something that he gave me. He said, you know, are you working to live? Are you living to work? Mm-hmm. You need to make a decision, because we should not be living to work. We should be working that we would live an abundant life.
Yes. And I think that's so important, because oftentimes we're so busy with our busyness mm-hmm. that we don't take time to listen and see what the Father is telling us to do. So although we're busy, we're not productive. We're not reaping, we're not planting good seeds to seek a harvest. At the end, we're just running around planting seeds in soil that's not gonna give us a harvest that we want. And then we end up being defeated and depressed and overworked and underappreciated, because we just haven't simply taken the time to take that particular rest, right?
I so agree with you, Jamie. Mm. It's like the hamster on the wheel. Mm-hmm. And something you said that was very profound, the word says it's seed time mm-hmm. and harvest. Mm-hmm. So there's a time to sow, there's a time to plant, and there's also time to reap. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we get confused and we have to get everything mm-hmm. at the harvest.
But sometimes we also plant too many seeds everywhere, right?
Oh, yes.
Right?
Right.
We need to focus on one particular area in our life at a time, but we're planting seeds everywhere. We don't have the time to appreciate the harvest if it does come.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's profound. That's very profound. Because and if you think about it, you know, you're scattering your seed. Mm-hmm. And is it intentional? And that's a word mm-hmm. that has been coming to me in my prayer time. Mm-hmm. Are you intentional? Mm-hmm. Because the God we serve, he's very intentional. He's
yes.
incredibly strategic. You know, he knows exactly the beginning and the end, and he knows what he expects of us.
Yes.
A lot of times we want something supernatural to happen in our lives, but we won't even follow just instructions. And if you search out scripture, like literally look at it on its face and not just quote scripture, but actually look for application, you can see, oh, that's a Jericho wall situation in my life. Mm. But what if they didn't obey the simple? It wasn't like hard steps. We won't even obey simple things. You know, we think we have to do more. And when really, you know, with the adage of less is more.
Yes.
He's looking for us just to obey the simple things, mm-hmm. Which again goes back to self-stewardship. What are we doing that we think we should be doing, like we're helping God? Mm-hmm. He doesn't need our help. He just needs us to, like, can you, when I say today is the Sabbath, mm-hmm. you can't rest one day, like one day. Think about it. When's the, I'm not talking about when you're so exhausted that you have to sleep.
Yeah, that's sometimes me most of the time. you're preaching to me this morning. You really are. I'm like, oh, yeah, you're right. Yes. It's so true. Yeah.
You know, so it's important. And that's why I wrote the book, basically, mm-hmm. was that I found myself in a place where I was not living a life of abundance. Mm-hmm. I was living beneath the life that the Father gave me. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't giving those around me my best.
Yes.
And that hurt me. That struck something in me. Mm-hmm. Because all the coaching and the ministry that I thought I was doing, and I'm like, yeah, they're getting your scraps. They're getting the bottom of that gas tank.
Yes.
And how can you even function? How can you even give God glory when you're just, you know, overweight? Mm-hmm. Because it's a cycle, right, Jamie? Mm-hmm. You are the health coach. Like, you've been, you know, you guys, very much so a blessing to me. Mm-hmm. this woman, you know, I know this is your show, but people may not understand when you walk out what you live, you know, you preach to yourself first. Mm-hmm. And there's always a personal testimony that leads you to pick up your mantle and operate in, from a kingdom mandate perspective, because you don't go through anything without first being a, being able to apply that thing to your life. And that's what happened to me for the Journal Your Journey. I realized I had a lot of boxes checked. I realized my Attagirl file was filled to the brim. I realized that, you know, I had wonderful testimonials, but I wasn't overcoming by those testimonies. And I said, you need to stop. You need to journal. You need to realize that you have a life that should glorify God, that should be multiplicative, that should be intentional, that should be rich, and you deserve, because you're a child of the King, to take a vacation.
Oh, my God. Let me just tell you, I'm so, so excited to have you here. Let me tell you right now, we're about to sign off of Facebook, but you do not want to miss the rest of this conversation. As I said at the beginning, and if you know me on a personal level, you know when I get excited about something, it must be good. And I'm excited about this journal, so much so that my daughter and I were going to start journaling anyway. So I'm going to buy her a book so we can go through it together. We're going to dive deep into it right now, so we can learn more about how we can not just quote scripture, but apply it and start living our own abundant life and move from existing to living. So if you're watching again on Facebook Live, make sure that you follow us on at the Groovy Beat. And on my health coach page at Heal Coach, make sure you go to any of the your preferred podcasting stations, whether it be Google Play, iTunes, and even on YouTube. Just search for the Groovy Beat Podcast, and you'll be able to find the live, the full video version. So until next time, stay groovy. Signing off. Alrighty, we're going to continue with this conversation. If you're watching on the replay, we just took a brief break to sign off from our live version, but we're continuing our conversation. It has been such a pleasure talking with you this morning, Candace.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Jamie, for having me, and this is a pleasure.
Oh, awesome. So the next question we have, where do you see a lot of people, you've spoken about people doing the check boxes.
Yes.
And I have been guilty of that myself, because people trying to kind of tell us that's how we're supposed to live our life. They even started giving journals or activity planners to kids in elementary and middle school so they can check the box off of what they do every day. So what do you see people wasting a lot of time on when they're focusing on to-do lists but not living their abundant life? What are they doing wrong?
Well, you know, you said it earlier with the check the boxes. And I think I mentioned, you know, there's this thing about what is really successful. What does success mean? And when you lose your why, you're no longer successful.
Yes.
You may have money in the account, but the people in your household do not like you.
Ooh.
Because you're not there. You're not present. They may have money, but they don't have their mom. They don't have their husband. They don't have their wife. And so I think that it is very imperative that we realize what living means. You know, this journal, your journey, life is a journey. And it's not this one huge check the box that you don't stop to smell the roses. You don't stop to enjoy the fruit of your labor. And that is so profound to me, how we became a society driven by check the box successes. But really, that's not living a successful life. You live a successful life when your children can call you blessed and they know who you are.
Yes.
You live a successful life when your friends, you have time for fellowship and sit down and break bread together. If you think about other societies, other countries, I'll say it like that, like Italy, that has moments that are blocked off, huge blocks of time to sit down and eat with their fellow friends and their countrymen. And if you think of it biblically, from a kingdom perspective, Jesus, we're in Passover, you know, happy Passover, those who celebrate, and happy Resurrection Sunday or Easter.
Easter weekend, if you're listening on the replay.
If you think about it, he was very intentional with his fellowship. So all of the ministry, he had 3 years to do it, yet he had time for weddings. He had time to eat with his friends. He had time to make friends. It got so bad for me, I looked around and I didn't have any friends anymore because I was so busy checking boxes. Oh, I got to get college tuition for my kids, so I can't. And to me, that is not a life.
And it's not healthy.
No, that's just existing. Mm-hmm. You are existing. There is no abundance of life when you forget who you are and you forgot your why.
Yeah.
And people do that. Mm-hmm. Clients do that. But yet you look on the resume. Oh, that's wonderful. Look at that. Excellent. Oh, you can do this. But the application of living your best life is not present.
Yeah, I always used to started telling people, that's what I do. It's not who I am.
Yes.
Because sometimes people get so wrapped up in a job or a title.
Yes.
And that becomes who they are, and that's all that they do. And there's no separation of what I do from who I am. I'm not an accountant. I'm Jamie Nicole.
Yes.
Right? Being an accountant is what I do. Being a health coach is what I do, but it's not who I am as a person.
Yes.
And so when you wrap your identity up in what you do, that's all you can focus on. You're really, again, you're really just existing to do that particular thing.
Exactly.
And even when you say being a mom, some people, you can take it to another level. You want to be there for your kids.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I tell people this too. I birthed them, but my identity is not wrapped up into them.
Exactly.
So you can have the opposite, where you're putting so much into your kids and all of a sudden they're gone and you don't know who you are.
Oh, that happened to me. So like, ouch. Thank you for prophetically seeing what happened to me. Yes. I mean, I have one wonderful grown man of a son, and I lost myself with overcompensation, making sure that he was fine and he went to the best schools, and grace be to, you know, glory to God, he did. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know who I was, you know. And one thing that is very key that you said about, you know, we want to what I do is not who I am. Mm-hmm. And again, that why is important. And the revelation that I received, this was years ago. I remember, I think I was like an elder at a church in my 30s. I was praise dancing. Mm-hmm. I was doing everything. Mm-hmm. And the Father spoke to my heart by Spirit, and he said, you know, 90% of what you're doing, I did not call you to do. I said, excuse me, sir.
Mm-hmm.
All this good work I'm doing, mm-hmm. and you're telling me 90, and I was upset with God.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, just because you can do it or that you're good at it doesn't mean I've called you to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what now? And I believe that we do not take the time, which is what you mentioned earlier.
Yes.
Meditation is so key.
Mm-hmm.
And meditation, being quiet to listen and to really hear what you really are supposed to be doing, and really understanding your why, is not a one-time thing. That's why journal your journey is so key. Mm-hmm. It's got, you know, you have to find out what your triggers are for your issues. Then you have to do the work to get to the root causes. And then you have to prayerfully seek and get insight so that you won't repeat the same pattern again. You know, because deliverance is not just one time. You have to maintain it. Mm-hmm. You have to maintain your peace. You have to, you know, that is the real work that we should be doing. It should be mental and spiritual.
Yes.
You know, and that we, because those things also negatively can impact our health, right? So if yours, and that's why I had three sections of the book. It was holiness first, which dealt with, you know, thinking about, you know, as a man thinketh, so is he. There was a wellness portion of the book, the middle section, which, again, is mental healthness and, you know, prospering even as your soul prospers, that thing. Mm-hmm. And also your physical man being a good steward of that. And then the final part was the wealthy part, which was real prosperity and not just money. Because you can, again, you can have money and have no peace.
Yes.
And that's
a lot of people have that.
Oh, there's a whole bunch of people with a lot of money killing themselves, unfortunately, because they've lost hope.
Yes. And that's an awesome segue into the next question I had. I want to make sure that we have enough time to get into why I love the book and why the audience who's listening or watching on the replay needs this book. So you said it had three different sections.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So what were those sections again?
The first section is holiness, a holy place. And then the second section is a wellness check. Mm-hmm. And then the last section is a wealthy place.
And what I love about these three sections and how Candace has these outlined in the book, and I was telling her earlier and I mentioned earlier in the show, I've never seen a journal like this. It is very comprehensive. Right. And it goes day by day. So now it's not just a 30-day journal for one topic. It covers all three of those topics.
Yes.
Right. And so you have a 30-day prompt, scripture, an introductory wise track, and space for you to reflect.
Yes.
So we're not just quoting scripture. We're not just reading something and pushing it to the side. Mm-hmm. There's a space in the book for you to issue, identify, and provide insight for all three of those topics. Can you tell the audience a little bit more about that and why you decided to set the book up that way and how it's going to be helpful in making them or allowing them to move from existing to living?
Sure. I'd love to. Mm-hmm. And again, this was birthed organically. Mm-hmm. So through prayer and things like that. And because of my own life, I was stuck. So I looked at what was the deficiencies that I was experiencing in my life. And I realized I was far from God in some areas where I couldn't understand, well, how is that possible? I'm going to church, I'm doing everything. You know, again, you lose your why.
Mm-hmm.
And really, the first section, finding a holy place speaks to getting back into relationship with your God. It's really intentional about asking the good questions as far as what are my issues with my spirituality? You know, what are my triggers? You know, have I lost my faith?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of us, you know, you don't need a lot of faith, but you'd be surprised how many believers don't believe.
Yes.
Right? Because life is a journey. Mm-hmm. And you will have things and barriers and issues, okay, that can impact the most mature believer, and you will find yourself going off track.
Mm-hmm.
And so the wise track came in to, you know, being that, you know, I would come up through prayer, you know, something that would speak to our intellect first, or, you know, something funny.
Mm-hmm.
That would apply to a scripture about being holy, you know, like faith without works is dead. And, you know, well, what's really stinking? Did something die mm-hmm. in my life? And then you get to the journaling part, which is, you know, when you think about that scripture in Habakkuk, it says, you know, write the vision down plainly on tablets so those who read it can, you know, write with carry the messages off. The first part of that scripture talks about I would wait on the rampart to hear what God would say to me. Then I would write.
Mm-hmm.
So it's that moment in the book where the reader can take individual accountability in their quiet time to really focus on what are my issues, the triggers, and then the second section, let me write those down. And then, wait a minute, I need to get some, I need to look at what's the root cause
yes.
of that issue. Mm-hmm. And let me write that down. Is it a generational curse? Is it something I picked up, a bad habit? What is it? What's the root of it? And then the final thing would be, of that written portion, is to take a moment of meditation
yes.
to get insight in that quiet place, to really wait. After you've written everything down and after you've done your self-evaluation, then you bring it to God. And you say, you know what, can I have some insight on how I can maintain this deliverance, these things that you're showing me I need to change? What do I need to do differently? Mm-hmm. And let me write those things down so I can move from existing to living.
Yes, not just a checkbox journal.
No.
We're not just writing down things day by day. This is helping you actually reflect on yourself.
Exactly.
And then also put things into action.
Exactly.
And this is, people don't understand. I know I'm a health coach and I have all of these different topics on, but even in my health coach teaching,
yes.
And I went to a school called the Institute of Integrative Nutrition, and they've separated it out by primary food and secondary food. And the food that we eat and we put in our body is not primary.
Mm.
One of the things that are considered primary food is spirituality.
Wow.
Yeah, spirituality, career, relationships. The secondary food is the actual food. So we're encouraged to teach our clients, the people that follow us, that again, in order to live holy.
Yes.
that we need to focus on all areas of the life, including the important aspect of spirituality, because if you don't know who you are in perspective to the to a higher being,
yes,
into higher, and I know different people have different perspectives, but for me and myself, and I believe, and yes. I know Candace, we believe in God, we believe in Jesus. That's so important in just helping us navigate through our lives.
Exactly.
Then we can focus on the food that we put in our body. We need to also focus on the soul food.
I love that, right? Because in that connotation, if you think about it, it's what we consume,
mm-hmm.
right? The spiritual food, it speaks to the soulless realm as well, your mind, your will, and your emotions. So as you're partaking of the word, right, that, you know, that is edible, if you will, mm-hmm. if you really don't just chew it up and spit it out, if you really let it marinate, if you will, mm-hmm. or let it seep into your spirit man, then your mind will be changed mm-hmm. about even your eating.
Yes.
You know, your emotional mm-hmm. Issues will be anchored because if you think about the emotional eating disorders mm-hmm. that people are, it's happened to me. It's happened to, my mother used to say, keep living.
Mm-hmm.
If it hasn't happened to
yeah,
you,
it will.
You know, the battle of the French fry,
mm-hmm.
it's often a battle of your emotions.
Yes.
And this is a book that was birthed from that perspective of, hey, I can't be my best self, even losing weight, mm-hmm. if I forgot my why spiritually.
Yes.
So, you know, I really appreciate that. That's mm-hmm. that's awesome.
Yes. And even to dive a little bit deeper, the emotional part of it, people don't know the connection between the emotion and the physical.
Oh,
or don't you know? Those emotions drive your impact your health as well.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So it's important to focus on making sure that we connect all of the dots,
mm-hmm.
and we're attacking whatever is going on with ourselves from all aspects, right?
Exactly.
So let me ask you a question. Is there any intended audience for this book when you were writing it? Would it benefit one person more than the other? Who's the intended audience for this journal? Who would it help the most?
Well, I would believe just if you are a leader, if you are a mother, if you have a title, but you've forgotten who you are, this book is for you.
Mm-hmm.
If you find that you are no longer joy-filled, not joyful,
mm-hmm.
but joy-filled, happiness is happenstance.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
It is what happens by chance. I might be, you know, you wake up when you're literally on the wrong side of the bed. But joy is that thing that, you know, hey, I'm having some challenges, but I love life. And that's where the ultimate goal is.
Mm-hmm.
To love your God because he gave you life and love the life that he's given us to live.
Yes.
That's really what this book is all about. Getting to an abundant place of joy-filled life that would, no matter what comes, I have family that can help me through. No matter what comes, I have friends that love me. That no matter what comes, I love what I do. But more than that, I love who I am.
Oh, that's so awesome. If I wasn't here, I'd just get up and shout right now. You really are speaking to so many people because we get stuck.
Yes.
We get stuck in those feelings, and we have that we're alone, that we can't make it through, that we can't move forward.
Yes.
But just realizing, appreciating, and not recognizing, number one, the tools that God has given us that are already around us.
Mm-hmm.
And utilizing those. The family is there. The friends are there. Right?
Right.
We just reach out.
Exactly.
Just reach out.
And no man's an island.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I believe that we have friends that the Father sends to us on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
David and Jonathan. Friendship is all in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Connection is all in the Bible. When our lives lose that connection, you're just existing.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about an animal that is on a borderline of being extinct, it's because they're losing that community.
Mm-hmm.
They're being diminished, right?
Yes.
And on the brink of extinction.
Mm-hmm.
And you think about it, they're just existing. They're not thriving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not living. You know, per se. Mm-hmm. They're just there, and you know, there's a few of them left, mm-hmm. and they're not making the best of it because they've been driven to this place.
Yes.
And I think that we have to be careful, mm-hmm. you know, not to allow life to cause us to just simply exist. We are to take life and be fruitful.
Yes.
And multiply.
Yes.
And be impactful and intentional and love your neighbor as yourself. Mm-hmm. If we don't take, and this is something, maybe this is for me, I might preach to myself. if I don't show forth evidence that I love me, how can I love my neighbor?
Exactly. It all starts with you from within.
Always. We are our own worst enemy. You know, yes, there's an enemy of your soul, but it's a lot of times we open the door. Mm-hmm. You know, we say, oh, come on in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Or the water's fine. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, and that's something that we have to be cognizant of and intentional about our individual focus of living that abundant life. I didn't even say my scripture that I love. Mm-hmm. It's John 10:10. The thief come except to kill and destroy and to slaughter. But Jesus, Yeshua, HaMashiach, for those, a happy Passover, you all. Mm-hmm. he came that we would have life and have it to the full measure, the scripture's version says. Mm-hmm. And again, it goes back to that, am I operating from a full capacity, mm-hmm. a full tank? Is it an abundant life we're living? Are we living on fumes?
Fumes. And I want to piggyback because we're living on fumes. And again, while you were saying that, I was just thinking again about the audience, those corporate executives, those purpose-driven people who think that they have to do it by themselves, mm-hmm. that they can't reach out to those families and those friends. And so, again, it becomes self-inflicted. Right?
Yes.
Because we have an idea in the back of our heads of what we're going to look like or what people are going to think if we do reach out when we need that help. And so we just sit there alone, mm-hmm. suffering in silence, mm-hmm. and everything becomes worse when it doesn't have to be because God sent those people and resources there to help you through those times. All you have to do is open the door and let them in.
You know, you're going to make me throw something at you. I'm not going to be violent at all, but it's an expression. Mm-hmm. Something you said was very profound. Mm-hmm. A couple of things. If you think about Jesus having his disciples, mm-hmm. there were 12 men, and he being God, you know, mm-hmm. Being supernatural, chose to still have people help him.
Mm-hmm.
He still had something. He had a goal. He had a why. Mm-hmm. And he still needed people to help him.
Yes.
I mean.
Have a good team.
Do you understand? So, I mean, if he's our model. He didn't go to the stake by himself. Mm-hmm. He had people that were committed and that helped him and that actually came to support him in the ministry. Mm-hmm. And something Sandra Bullock said, and I'm not going to quote her, but she did this interview, and I thought this is for the entrepreneur, what mm-hmm. I'm about to say. Mm-hmm. She said, I surrounded myself with people that were smarter than me.
Yes.
And more talented than me. And she said, you know, that's what was important for her. A lot of times we have bought into this eye of entrepreneurship, and instead of partnering, instead of being strategic, yes. and having those people around who will support you, who will that you can even pay, there's a payoff. And she has multiple businesses as well as her own acting career. Mm-hmm. So that's something to be said. You know, two different versions or two different examples mm-hmm. of people who said, I'm not going to just work myself to death.
Yes.
I'm going to, you know, actually work myself to life.
Yes. Get leaders, find the people that to surround them with that make them look good.
Exactly.
That they can lift as they climb as well.
Exactly.
Thank you so much. We've had a good conversation. I wish we could go on, but I do want to make sure that after the audience gets this book, which they will, right? I think right now, at the weekend of April 20th, I think it's a code on Barnes & Noble you can get it for 15% off.
Oh, yes.
right now. But after that, I know they're going to want to go more in depth in their journey.
Yes.
So can you tell them more about how they can find you on your website?
Sure. The listening audience can find me at CandaceMichelle.co, and that's CandaceMichelle.co.
You spelled it all the way out.
I did.
And what about on social media?
On social media, you can reach me on Instagram at The Real Candace Michelle. Yeah, there's more than one. Mm-hmm. And at The Real Candace Michelle, also on Facebook.
Awesome. Is there anything else that we didn't cover that like you would like to share with the audience?
Oh, wow. First of all, thank you for having me, Jamie Nicole. Mm-hmm. If you all are interested in kingdom-based life coach, mm-hmm. I like to say I'm a life advocate. And so I'm a kingdom advocate and author.
Awesome.
So it's going to be biblical-based, but I promise you it will not be a surface. You will get the best that I have and no more fumes. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
And so if you visit me online, you can visit my services page, and I also have a YouTube channel as well.
Awesome. And what's the YouTube channel?
They can get to it on the website. You guys just click on it and visit us there.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being here. And for each show at the end, I like to say that we want to take the listener from where they are, then take them to where they want to be in a stress-free, manageable way. Mm-hmm. So I always like to leave with three takeaways. It could be something that we talked about on the show that you want to reiterate that they can start doing right now before they get the book, while the book is in the mail and it's shipping. Three things that they can start doing right now to move from existing to living.
Oh, wow. The first thing, be sure to carve out of a 24-hour day, 1 hour, just one, that you can gift to yourself. It could be in prayer, meditation, but it has to be one full hour uninterrupted, not with your watch, not asleep, but intentional. The second thing, you know, make sure that you can journal without my book. Make sure you write, this is a very good exercise, mm-hmm. write a love letter to you. What do you love about yourself? And I'm not talking about surface, so do that. You're gonna see what I mean when you do this, you guys, trust me. And the third thing is to reach out to someone that you have maybe lost connection with, that you miss. And you've lost that connection because you forgot to live. You just started working and working. Someone, just do that for me.
Awesome. Those are some great takeaways. And I need to do a couple of them myself, maybe all three of them. And I will today. This is going to be my self-care weekend where we're getting together with family anyway.
Yes.
Right. So this will be an awesome opportunity to reach out. Oftentimes, and I've been in the habit of this in the past, where I rush in and rush out.
Yes.
Because I have to get back home and do something else. But taking the time to fellowship with family, reflect, and enjoy one another, mm-hmm. This is an awesome weekend to get that journey started on moving from existing to living just by reaching out.
Exactly.
Thank you for sharing that with us, right?
Thank you.
So this concludes this episode. We want to make sure again that you always stay connected to the Groovy Beat Podcast. You can find us on Facebook and on Instagram at the Groovy Beat Podcast. You can also find us on the web at www.thegroovybeatpodcast.com. And you can learn more about me and my health coaching services on Facebook and IG at Heal Coach. Let me spell it out like Miss Candace did, at HEALCOACH, and on the World Wide Web at www.naturalhealing.coach.com. Coach. All righty. Make sure you tune in every other Friday to another episode of the Groovy Beat Podcast on Facebook and on all of the podcasting platforms, including iTunes, Google. And you can search for the Groovy Beat Podcast on Google, and the YouTube full YouTube replay of the video version will pop up. So, all right. Until next time, stay groovy.